Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show with your host, Aaron the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Station Head. So glad to be with you this morning. 8:12 a.m. Central, 9:12 a.m. over there on the East Coast, whatever time it is, wherever you are. Good morning. Excited to be with you this morning. It is a motivational Monday. It is a motivational Monday. We are going to get you off on the right foot and ready to tackle your week. I can promise you that. Just came from a fantastic TikTok live this morning. And in fact, we've got a few of our TikTok friends looking at us behind the scenes. Also, we are broadcasting behind the scenes on our Twitter feed, on Morning Roast, Vibe Radio TV on Twitch, and the Morning Roast Radio Show YouTube channel. But the original home, and the only way to truly interact with the show is right here on the Station Head social radio app. Join the Station Head Radio Revolution and join the Station Head social radio app. And if it is your first time on Station Head, good morning and welcome. Excited to change the way you feel about radio, change the way you think radio can be done. It's all happening this morning. A lot of things on the show today. Boy, have I planned a show today. Yeah. Excited. In fact, at some point in the show, are you a mosquito magnet? Like, do you feel like mosquitoes just love you? Well, it could be your smell. I'll tell you a little bit about that later on in the show. Also, we have a new featured artist of the week, Soverez with Motherfunk. We're going to play that song today. What else do I got? The big burning question. Last day for pub trivia, and we're going to give away a prize pack. Awesome. It's going to be a good day. And I couldn't think of a better song to start with this morning. Somebody, Rebecca 28, dropped The Greatest Show, Panic at the Disco from The Greatest Showman. That's what we're doing today. That is the first track of the day. When we come back, today's burning question, the big question of the day. Hell, you don't want to miss it. You do not want to miss it. You're locked into TikToks, or you're locked into Station Head's original morning radio show, the Morning Roast Radio Show. We'll be back.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right, today's burning question. This is the part of the show where you get to make your voice heard. Because today's burning question is this. Name a TV show you think is underrated. Name a TV show that you think is underrated and why. Now, there have been a lot of TV shows in history. And one of the things I absolutely love is how different TV shows appeal to different people. And I think everybody has got that one TV show that they just feel like is underrated, and they're pretty passionate about it. They've got some reasons behind it. They don't just throw these things out willy-nilly. They don't just say them to hear themselves talk. Like, they deeply, passionately believe that there's shows out there that are underrated. So if you have a TV show that you just say, hey, Retro Aaron, this TV show here is so underrated, and I would love to tell you about it. Let's get you up here this morning. You can chat with me live on the air and tell me about your underrated TV show. Also today, we're gonna do something a little bit different that we have not done in a long, long, long time. And I'll tell you about that right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
All right, we're live this morning with DJ 80 Foster, the man, the myth, the legend. How are you this morning, brother? He's still muted. Are we wait? We're waiting with bated breath. There we go. What's up, my man?
Hey! Been a long time. How are you?
Hey, brother. How you been?
I'm not too bad. You know, hanging in there.
Well, that's all you can ask for, right?
Exactly.
All right, man. You made a pretty bold claim about a pretty popular series, so I'm interested. The question of the day is, name a TV show you think is underrated. What is the TV show that you think is underrated and why?
Well, I threw out The Wire. It's a show that's no longer on TV. I was on a few years back, and it really was on mostly before social media really took off, especially Twitter, especially Instagram and all this other stuff. And it had some of the, it was on HBO, had some of the best writing that I've ever read. And of course the cast was great and just some fine acting and storytelling. It was a storytelling show. Now it's a show that you really kind of had to watch every week, but you know, it was still a really good show and it really never got its due. It's never got any awards. The cast never really got recognized for their outstanding work. And it wasn't until the fifth season, the final season, where anything got even nominated. And that was, they got a writing nomination. Didn't win, but still.
Now, was The Wire before Sopranos?
They kind of ran together. Sopranos came out first, but then The Wire started during Sopranos.
That's a good point. You know, it. I can imagine if that show came out now with social media, it would still probably be groundbreaking. But at the time, I can remember watching that and thinking I had not seen storytelling done that way, is raw in, you know, I'll use real in quotation marks. I have no idea. As raw and real as it was, and cast unbelievable.
Yes.
In fact, one of the characters went on to, didn't he go from that to House?
Who did? I'm trying to remember who did that. Yes. But a lot of the characters went and did really a lot of great things and are still doing great things. Now the one interesting thing is it was out, you know, back when it was released, there was still the standard definition. There was no high def. Now back in 2012, I believe, 2012, 2013, somewhere around there, it got re-released on HBO in high def. And so, you know, it basically got re-released, and it did really catch fire on Twitter. I saw a lot of stuff about Twitter on it, and so the actors started pushing it that were on Twitter. So that was a fun thing, a way for people to really get to see it. But, you know, it didn't allow for the accolades to get to be there. So, but it was still nice to see that people got a chance to see it.
Now, you and I have known each other a while, so, and I know what you do for your real job. I've always told you this. I'll never out you on what it is you do for your real job, because then people flood your DMs with weird questions. Is there any talk in the industry at all that could ever be brought back? I mean, they're bringing back literally every show and TV series that's ever had any success at all. Either revamping it, relaunching it. Any talk that would ever come back?
I don't know. I think it would be tough. Like, you know, originally David Simon had a whole 5-season arc, and he basically had to beg for HBO to give him 4th and 5th seasons. And so we were able to complete his vision for the show. But as in terms of that particular show coming back and that show coming back in its form, I'd be hard pressed, mainly because a lot of the actors have gone on to do other things, and I don't know they would come back. We've also lost some major characters, some major actors who played the major characters in that show. So, God rest Michael K. Williams for one, but you know, it's definitely. I think that show is in its box, and it's there for people to enjoy and to learn about.
Which could be a good thing, because let's be honest, some stuff has been relaunched in the last couple of years that I was like, you know, we could have just left that where it was. It'd have been okay. It'd been fine.
Exactly. Yeah. That doesn't need a rebirth.
I agree. Hey, man, appreciate you this morning. Thanks for checking in.
Always, always. Glad to be checking in with you.
Have a good day, brother.
Cheers.
Making a case for The Wire. The Wire, which if you've never seen, I'm telling you, The Wire, it was groundbreaking, earth-shattering type of content when it hit HBO. We've never seen anything like that. So making a case for The Wire, if you have a TV show that you think is underrated, I'd love to chat with you about it. What is the TV show you think is underrated and why? 8:33 a.m. Central, 9:33 a.m. over there on the East Coast. 7 minutes till the 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. We'll be back.
What's with today? Today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Well, thank you for asking. Today is Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. You know, the thing they put in our cribs and on our walls as children of the 90s. Massage Therapy Week, Respiratory Care Week, Pastoral Care Week, Prescription Errors Education and Awareness Week. Guys need an acronym for that one. It's also World Origami Day, Bologna Day, Good and Plenty Day, Take Back Your Time Day, World Polio Day. Okay, listen, good and plenty, not good. It's not good, and there's plenty of it because no one likes it. That's that, like, black licorice candy that's covered in candy. It's coating. It's awful. It's awful. It's awful. It's not good, and there's plenty of it because no one wants it. That's why they call it good and plenty. I wonder if that's, like, the candy that that company creates just to have a write-off every year. Because there's no way that anybody is... There's no way that anybody's buying it. It's disgusting, and if you give those away on Halloween, you're going straight to candy hell. That's all I could tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Bologna Day. Now, listen. Listen, if you grew up in a certain income bracket, that's a nice way of saying it. Bologna, you didn't know that was a cheap meat. You didn't know it was basically a giant hot dog. I love bologna. I love bologna. Bologna never bought... Bologna is my first name and my last name and my middle name. I love bologna. It's underrated. Also, smoked bologna? Get out of here, so good. Get out of here, so good. Smoked bologna. If you've never tried it, you should try it. It's also Pastoral Care Week, so if you're a member of your local church or community, maybe write your pastor, your minister, your elder, whatever you want to call him. Maybe write him a thank you note. Maybe put a Starbucks gift card in and do something for your pastor today. There you go. Pastoral Care Week coming at you. There you go.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
The 10-minute takeover is in 8 minutes, 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. A little entertainment news this morning before we get into the 10-minute takeover. Taylor Swift set a new Spotify streaming record. Thanks to the Swifties, all of the Taylor Swift fans for helping the new release Midnight break the record for the most streamed album in a single day. Yeah, unbelievable. I'm trying to see what I don't know what the record was. I make you scroll all the way down to the... A lot of streams. A lot of streams happened in a 24-hour period. The most streams in a single day in the platform's history. Yeah, just unbelievable. Reacting to the news, Taylor Swift wrote this: "How did I get this lucky? Having you guys out here doing something like this is mind-blowing. Like, what even just happened?" Yeah. Swift fans were taken by surprise at the MTV VMAs this year when she announced a new album. She described the record as the story of 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout my life and a journey through terrors and sweet dreams. And it's just gone crazy. She broke Spotify. Broke it. And we will be playing one of her tracks in the 10-minute takeover. Already have one of those in the request line. If you want to get your track played during the 10-minute takeover, which is happening in 6 minutes, make sure to drop it in the request line right here on Station Head. Also, some more new entertainment news and some more music entertainment news. Elton John and Britney Spears dropped a new video for the Joe Corey remix of Hold Me Closer. It is on YouTube right now. The first official remix of Hold Me Closer by Mr. Joe Corey has now got a video for it. And it's really good. Really good. You know, Tiny Dancer and The One. A little bit of dance bop to it. You know, a little bit of remix by Joe Corey. The remix, in my opinion, is better. And so it is now got its own very, very own music video. All right, we're going to do it a little early. Time for the 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes. That's right. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. We come up to the top of the first hour of the show. I'm going to do an unboxing. I was sent something, and it is down in the office here at the head of the studio location, also my house. And we're going to get that and do it live today. But the 10-minute takeover, 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you, the Morning Rust community. It's going to be a great one. I'm already looking at it, and we have an eclectic 10-minute takeover. Is all I can say. And we're going to start it with this one. This band does not get enough love. We hated them when they were on the charts, and now that they're not on the charts anymore, we miss our youth. It's Rockstar by Nickelback. Kick off your 10-minute takeover right here on the Morning Roast.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Anti-Hero from the new Taylor Swift album. If you didn't hear it in entertainment news, she set the record for the most streamed album in a single day. Had a lot of people behind the scenes saying the entire album is fantastic, and it is. You know what else is fantastic and had a big weekend? The Rock. The most electrifying man in sports entertainment. Now he is the most electrifying man at the box office. Black Adam debuts at number one with 67 million. That is the biggest box office opening weekend in The Rock's history. Dwayne Johnson, it was expected to do about, 62. It did even more than that. Warner Brothers is ecstatic, as you could imagine. Ecstatic. Internationally, Black Adam kicked off with $73 million for a global tally of $140 million. I'm telling you, The Rock. Now, I was watching an interview with him and Greg James from the BBC's Breakfast Show, which is unbelievable. You should definitely check it out. He was talking to The Rock, and he said it took him 15 years to get this movie made. 15 years. And, you know, to that, I try to think, where was The Rock 15 years ago? Maybe he wasn't The Rock. Maybe he was, just The Rock, the wrestler. Maybe he wasn't the cultural phenomenon that he is now. But 15 years ago, I mean, that's unbelievable that it took him that long. And what's crazy is DC over the last 15 years has figured out how to screw up every single thing they've done outside of some Batman movies. Like they've figured out how to mess things up, take missteps. And all along, there was a big, huge man in the back from wrestling going, hey, I got an idea here. Just one time. Can I have it? Just one small budget. So I'll do it. I'll do it for free. Just give it to. And they finally, they were like, okay, all right, we've screwed this up. Let's get the wrestling guy to do it. And next thing you know, biggest box office opening weekend in his history. And he's been in some bangers, guys. He's been in some big movies. I think he's the most successful actor in Hollywood right now, like dollars wise. He's in everything. So big shout out to Dwayne Johnson. DJ AD Foster says, based on the mixed reviews though, I think the second week drop off will be significant. I will say a lot of people love it or hate it. A lot of people, not a lot of people that were just down the middle, like it's okay. A lot of people like either love it or hate it. So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to try to get out and see it maybe this weekend if possible. and tell you what I think. I am excited for The Rock. I just feel he's one of those guys that I just feel like if you were like gonna have a beer, like, hey, you can only have a beer with one guy that's alive right now, The Rock is a safe bet that you're definitely gonna have a ton of fun. And also, he can motivate you to do anything. I don't know if you've seen his Twitter and his Instagram, but that guy, he kind of works out. I don't know if you guys know this. Dwayne Johnson kind of works out a little bit every once in a while.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is The Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
Got a couple requests we're going to squeeze in right now. And then I have a question for you pet owners. If you have this thing, you might be in the minority, but you're a pretty sold out person. You're sold out to your pet. That's coming up. And then your featured artist of the week here in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. All right, we're doing some live unboxings this morning. I ran all the way to the office in the rain. And when I say it's raining, babe, tell the people, it's raining. And not light sprinkling. It is raining today.
Luna, get out.
Had to do it though. Luna is eyeing these packing peanuts, y'all. She is right. So the first candle that we got was Date Night. These are all coming from Jolly Green Giant. Mason Lux. Now this one right here, we also had a sample called Saturday Morning, which smells a lot like Badger Bros coffee. Jolly in the chat on TikTok says, does Brit like Date Night? Well, here's how much she likes it. It went straight to the bedroom. I got one smell, and she said, not this going to the bedroom. So, you know, it is raining sideways here. Here we go. Opening up candle number two. Live unboxing. We don't do a lot of it. We should do more of this. Okay. This one is The Gentleman. This one may be for the studio. Oh, no. She's going to want this one in the bedroom. Oh, no. I won't be able to keep this one. She's not going to let me keep that one in here. Not a chance that one stays in here. Can one of those be in here? We got a fan. We have got a fan. It does smell like me. I have a manly musk that smells a lot like this. Oh, this is good stuff right here. Mason Lux, big shout out. Place this order. And I'll just say, listen, this is what's awesome about this is we place this order. These candles are made to they're made to order. So these got here really quick. We're also, Jolly and I are going to have a chat. You may at some point see a Morning Roast Mason Lux collab. And big shout out. Oh, thank you guys for the note as well. I appreciate that so much. So good. So good. Even little instructions on what to do with it. Oh, so good. I love getting stuff. It's just amazing. Can you just immediately put this somewhere where Luna can't get to these packing peanuts? For those of you listening on Station Head, you're like, gotcha, this suspense is killing me. It's killing me. Is Station Head a free app? It is. Morning Roast Radio Candles. I'm telling you. What's awesome is, I can't talk about it yet. Jolly, I'll text you today. We may be able to make this happen sooner than later. All right, what time is it? 9:18 a.m. Central, 10:18 a.m. over there on the East Coast. Every single week, we try to at least highlight a different featured artist of the week. And I am proud to say this artist, we've actually been following them for a little while. And live on air last week, they dropped this track on one of our TikTok lives, and I immediately said, this is the feature track, featured artist of the week for next week. This is Sovirez, S-O-V-I-R-E-Z, S-O-V-I-R-E-Z. This is called Motherfunk. You know, get the motherfunk out of here. That, Christian cuss words. And I think you're going to like it. It's great. Number one, as many people as possible, get over here to Stationhead, because every person listening on Stationhead right now counts as a stream for this artist. So if there's 25 or 30 people in here, that artist is going to get 25 to 30 streams. That's part of the brilliance and revolution that is the Stationhead social radio app. Sovirez with Motherfunk, your featured artist of the week. We'll be back. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes is Ultimate Pub Trivia, but I saw this story, and I just had to, I had to bring it up. I don't know if you're a pet owner, but there's some pet people out there some people out there that take their pets very seriously. Their pets are their children. Most people whose pets are their children until they have children, and then they're like, they're not anymore. But that's a discussion for a different day. Some people's pets are their children, and those same people apparently are making their pets part of their will. This is a real thing. This is a real life thing. It's happening a lot more than you think. Is your pet in your will? A survey found 18% of pet owners mention their pets in their will. Luna's not in my will. Neither are the dogs. In fact, if Luna was in my will, it would be, I don't know what I'd do. Like, what would I give her? I have no idea. I have no idea what people put in their wills. One person said they left more money for the care of their pet than they did the care of their spouse. What? Like, you love your pet so much that you think, I cannot trust my spouse to take care of this animal when I'm gone? Oh my gosh, Luna, you're such a jerk. This is why she's not getting anything in my will. This is why. And then she goes and looks at the handiwork of things that she knocked over because she's a jerk. Why? They want to know why Luna's not in my will? That right there. That's why Luna's not in my will. Self-explanatory at this point, right?
This is the Morning Roast. And you're live on Stationhead.
Luna the jerk. Yep, Luna the jerk. When we come back, Ultimate Pub Trivia while I clean up the mess that my cat just made. You know, just when you have a cat, there's just things you're going to deal with. And one of the things you're going to deal with is it's cats knock things over. I don't know. Why do cats feel like that they can squeeze their little bodies through everything? We have a light ring up here on the main studio desk that is for when Brittany is here co-hosting, and she wanted to squeeze her way through it, and so knocked it over because on the other side of the ring, she wasn't able to just make a clean landing. Just so annoying. I know. If you're tuned in or you're watching behind the scenes, or maybe you saw it on TikTok this morning, we do have some special edition hats. We're calling this first run prototype hats because they're not a hat that will probably be offered in this form ever again. It's just something for us to, as we work on getting merch stuff lined out, it's something for us to do to be able to get the shipping process down, you know, work through the logistics. So if you're interested, soft top, the traditional baseball style soft top hats are 40, truckers are 40, and if you want one of the new era snapbacks like what I'm wearing, that has the white and red original show logo on it, those are 60. Cash App Retro Guy OKC, and just let me know which one of those you're wanting and your shipping address, and we'll get those out to you ASAP. In fact, I'm sending three out today, so we'll be able to do those as as early. I'll be able to send anybody that orders today or wants one of the special edition prototype hats, we'll be able to get those out to you ASAP. All right, it's time. 7:32. It is about time for one of my favorite things, and the last time that we are doing it, and then today we are giving it away. Ultimate Pub Trivia. Ultimate Pub Trivia. Exciting things are happening on Ultimate Pub Trivia today. If you've never played Ultimate Pub Trivia with us, the rules are very simple. I've got some trivia questions sitting in front of me. I'm going to ask them twice, then drop the next track. As soon as you hear the next track start, you can start dropping your answers. First person to drop the correct answer wins the point. It is that simple. It is that simple. Going to ask it twice, then drop the next track. Let's look at the scores. So scores for, we play Ultimate Pub Trivia every day, Monday to Monday, basically. So every Tuesday, the scores start over. Melcast 2003 has got 5 points. Barbie with 2. Leftwick's 382 with 9. And the Rancor Medic with 18 points. Guys, don't fret. Don't fret, because I got a, I may be able to pull out a 4-point question today. We may do 3 rounds just to make things interesting. I do have a 4-point question today. Here we go. We're going to start it off with a 4-point question. When you're going to hear me ask the question twice and then drop the next track. As soon as you hear the next track start, you can start dropping your answers. First person to drop the correct answer in the chat wins the point. It's that simple. Here we go. Here we go. This is 4 points. Name the 4 female protagonists in Little Women. Name the 4 female protagonists in Little Women. All right, round number 2. Question number 2 coming at you. For those of you, I'm going to be 100% honest. That was a question. There was no chance. You could have given me all day. No chance I would have gotten it. Not a chance. Not a chance at all. Round number 2. Question number 2 is coming at you. The Rancor Medic picking up 4 points. People say, is there any chance anybody else can win? Probably not, but why not keep playing? Because it's fun. He's got 22 points, setting an all-time record, or headed towards it. Headed towards an all-time record. Round number 2, question number 2. Get your fingers ready. Here we go. 3-point question. 3-point question. Who said fantasy is escapist and that is its glory? Who said fantasy is escapist and that is its glory? Round number 2 was kind of interesting because we've actually got somebody who dropped just the last name and then somebody that dropped the full name. So I'm going to give away 3 points to both. So the Rancor Medic with the full name of that brings him up to 25. And then Russell Lee, we're going to give you 3 points, man, just because you got it. You got it. And I didn't say it had to be full name. So there you go. But as you can tell, the Rancor Medic will be taking home the prize pack this week. And a big shout out to him. Just dominated the entire week. Just dominated. Absolutely dominated the week. Do not fret, my friends. The scores all start over tomorrow. That's right. Scores start over tomorrow. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun. We'll start over tomorrow. A 3-point question and a 2-point question tomorrow on the show on a Taco Tuesday. Your second hour 10-minute takeover is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, do you feel like you are constantly, constantly being invaded by mosquitoes? Are you one of those people that you're just like, Retro, for whatever reason, man, for whatever reason, mosquitoes just absolutely love me? Well, it could be your smell. That's right. Mosquitoes could love you because of your smell. I'll tell you about that here in just a couple of minutes. But right now, some news that's too stupid to make up just to put a smile on your face. The dumped girlfriend of a man in the Bahamas got her revenge by driving her Mercedes into his swimming pool. She was upset because he wouldn't help her start her own business. That seems like a logical leap. You know what? He will not let me help me start my own business. I'm going to drive his Mercedes into a pool. Yeah, I get it. 100%. He should have just helped her. He should have bought the Cricut machine or the essential oils and helped her start her business. That is in no way, shape, or form a reflection on anybody with a Cricut machine or essential oils. Those are just the two businesses that I came to my mind when I said it. So... Or she's starting a new detail service, says Leftwix. I could get that.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
The 10-minute takeover coming at you right now. When we come back, if you feel like you're always being eaten up by mosquitoes, it could be. Yep, it could be your smell. Get your requests in. 10-minute takeover starting out with Havana, Camila Cabello. Don't go anywhere.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
There you go, the 10-minute takeover, 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. If you're somebody that says, you know, when I go outside, just mosquitoes just eat me alive, there may be a reason behind it. Smelly skin compounds draw mosquitoes to some people more than others. Scientists and lay people alike have long wondered why mosquitoes are more attracted to some than others. Growing evidence suggests that a person's unique odor plays a large role in determining how alluring they are to the insects, with several odorants identified that act as mosquito attractants. Now, the sour scents of carboxylic acids can be added to the list. Yeah. If you are somebody that has a strong sort of a sour smell to you, you may be a mosquito magnet. You know, and also things that have an acidic smell to them. So if you're a man or a woman and you've got a body spray or a cologne that maybe has got some citrus smells, that may attract the mosquitoes. So you may need to, that's what this article is saying. But then the weird thing is citronella, which is citrus based, is what they tell you to burn to repel mosquitoes. I feel like this is the fat free thing. When I was a kid, everybody thought you could have all the calories you want as long as it's fat free. And you like people would eat pounds of licorice, like Twizzlers, because they were fat-free, not knowing all that sugar was. So I don't know. Do we really know what attracts mosquitoes? I think the shorter answer is no, we have no idea. We have no idea. No idea what attracts mosquitoes. We're just grasping at straws. Just grasping at straws. Hey, if you have not seen it, round one of the Ultimate Pet Showdown, the cutest pet showdown, dropped on Instagram yesterday. You could go over to our Instagram and vote for the cutest pet. Now, we're going to be doing a round two with a whole new group of pets. A whole new group of pets a week from yesterday. So get over there, vote for your favorite pet, and then we're going to do a round two with a whole new group of pets. If you have not submitted your pet's picture, go to the Discord, and under Luna and Friends, you will see where you can submit your pet. If you submitted it on Instagram at one point, I am sorry to inform you, it turned into much bigger, much more work than it needed to be. So we're just putting it all on Discord. So go over to the Discord and submit the picture of your pet to get them into the voting. Okay. Now, tomorrow on the show, exciting things happening on the show tomorrow. I got a burning question. It's your first day on the job as an evil villain. What's the first piece of mischief you commit? That's the burning question tomorrow. It's your first day on the job as an evil villain. What's the first piece of mischief you commit? That's happening. Your quote of the day before we get you out of here this morning. Kindness is giving hope to those who think they are all alone in this world. This week is all about kindness. True kindness. True kindness. Kindness is giving hope to those who think they are all alone in the world. You never know what somebody is going through and what a small encouraging word, a kind look, a kind gesture. You have no idea what that can do for somebody. So give out some kindness today. You never know. Kindness is giving hope. to those who think they are all alone in this world. If I haven't told you today, let me tell you now, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you, and no one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. I'll see you tomorrow. Vibe Radio Anthems right after this. We'll be live here on Station Head all day. Have a fantastic, wonderful day. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio, and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.